Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, called into the kingdom for such a time as this. As always, I thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. So many other podcasts you could be listening to, but you have chosen to listen to this one. So I greatly appreciate it. And if you're enjoying it and getting something from this podcast, how about sharing it from time to time and pressing the follow button? Also want to let you know that you can listen to me directly on Podomatic app, or you can also find me on iTunes. You can find me on Amazon, Audible, Google Podcasts, and even Spotify, just some to name a few. So just put in the Google search, Esther 414, and I will pop up there. All right, so today I just want to talk about something that has kind of been trending in the news. And before I do that, I just want to give you a little bit of a reminder of who the adversary is. I think that as time goes on, and you've been in the ministry for many years, sometimes we take for granted that people just know stuff. They just know the basics of Christianity or the foundation. But the more I listen to young people on social media, I begin to understand and see that somewhere we drop the ball. And things that we just expect these young people to know, they don't know. And things that they think are okay because the world thinks it's okay, they don't understand that the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or the Word does not think that it's okay. So we're going to have to go back to the basics in this season, in this age, in this modern age. Christian ministers are going to have to go back to the basics, because there's so much that we just think is understood and is not. So I just want to remind you that there is an adversary. Christians have an adversary. That adversary is Satan. And you have to understand the nature of Satan, because I am alarmed that a person would have the boldness to create something, or a t-shirt or a bag or anything, and put on that bag Satan and the word love in the same phrase, same breath. That Satan loves somebody, or Satan accepts somebody. I mean, Satan today in this 21st century, in the year 2023, Satan, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, is being elevated. He is coming mainstream. That's where we are, where we are putting Satan mainstream. We're trying to make Satan look good to people. We're trying to make Satan seem as if he is some type of God that's equal to God. And he's loving. Somehow he's similar to God in that. And Christians have to start speaking up. Brothers and sisters, you can't sit on the sideline. We cannot continue to sit on the sideline while Satan is being pushed to our children as a mainstream option, as an option. We're sitting on the sidelines while this is happening. So there's no love in Satan, just in case you were thinking that. And you need to begin to talk to your children, your loved ones, your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren, your brothers, your sisters who may not know that there's no love in Satan. And that Satan is really not something to be played with. But you have the people that are worshiping Satan. They're worshiping the devil. and they now want to bring this from the fringes and place it mainstream. Because if I can walk into a Target, now Target has pulled this merchandise, of course, because it got so much backlash, but they were about to bring a clothing line into their stores targeting children, that's elevating Satan, you know, telling people that Satan appreciates their pronouns and Satan accepts and loves them. Satan. So if you look in the Bible, the only thing that we learn about Satan is that he is the father of lies. He is a liar, and he was a liar from the beginning. We learn that Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Is love in any of that? The scriptures tell us that Satan came here to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There's nowhere in the Word of God that says that Satan has love for anybody. But this is the deception that he has out here over the people. This is the level of deception that's out there. And for somebody who's running a company to think it now is okay to put that on a baby's onesie or to put that on a t-shirt and put it smack dab in the middle of their store, where you got all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds that are shopping, and now you have a corporation, people running a corporation, who are comfortable enough to put that out in these United States. That tells you how far we have fallen in this country. That they don't even have in their mind that this would be offensive to the majority of people. Now, if you want to wear a shirt that says Satan loves you and Satan is okay with your pronouns as an adult, you can do whatever you want to do. But you don't promote that mainstream right there in the middle of a store where you got all kinds of people coming in. There's something wrong with that. Now, I'm telling you, believers, you better hold tight and hold fast to what you believe. Because this agenda out here, I mean, it is, I said it again. It's almost like somebody has stepped on the gas. We're in an accelerated mode of the Antichrist and Satan coming live on the scene. Don't sleep this. Now, if you don't have social media and you haven't been watching, you know, they tried it with Mulvaney and the Budweiser thing. Okay. And that caused Budweiser to lose a whole lot of money because, you know, people don't want this stuff just constantly being pushed and pushed into their face. But they're testing the waters. Every so often, they test something. They throw out a little something to see, well, how's it out here? You know, let me take the temperature of the American people. Let me take the temperature. No, they're not quite ready. They're not quite ready to receive this as mainstream. But we're getting there. If we continue to drop it off in the school system, continue to put it in books in the library, and we continue to indoctrinate the young children, eventually we won't even bat an eye at this debacle. We won't even bat an eye. And that is where they want us to go. But as Christians, you need to hold fast to what the scripture says. You understand that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. This is not the CEO that this Target CEO that we're fighting. It's not even the designer, the wicked designer who's coming up with this satanic merchandise and wanting to put it into stores and target our children. Now, it's interesting enough that the very store that's doing it, its name is Target. But who are they targeting? They're not targeting the adults. Because if they were targeting the adults, I don't think that they would have as much backlash as that they're having. But couple of years ago, I did an episode under another podcast where I talked about them coming for the children. They are after our children. So if you want to change a generation, you got to go for the children. And they are filling their heads with everything that is wrong. And where is this happening? It's happening in social media. It's happening on television. It's happening in the movies. It's happening in the music. And they're inundating our children. And now when we walk into a store, you got almost what looks like a shrine set up. And now that we're coming upon the month that we celebrate what God hates, because we know that God hates pride. But everything that God hates, the confusion and all these things, the devil is playing into that. He's playing it up. And the world is bowing. The world is bowing at the altar of this community, of this perversion, of what God calls abomination. The world is bowing. But you as a believer, you cannot bow. You can't have any other God before God, the true and living God. And what is being required of us today to live in this world, you have got to bow. They want you to bow at the altar of perversion. Because it wasn't just enough to be gay. Once that became accepted, okay, we can take that. Unnatural affection, okay, it took a while, but it became mainstream. But the envelope got pushed a little bit more. And now they're pushing the trans agenda. And if you don't agree with it, you don't agree, now you got another label. Label after label after label, because you won't get with the program, you won't get with the agenda. So now there's a label that has been slapped on you. Because you don't want to play Satan's game. You don't want to get in line with that. So now there's a label placed on you. This cancel culture where they want to try to cancel you. And because of that, Christians have gone silent. That's one reason. Won't say nothing, scared to say anything. The other reason is, I don't even know if I believe what the Bible says about it anymore. It's so mainstream. It's so accepted by the majority, by all those that's on the wide path, that, you know what, maybe the Bible is wrong. Or I have a family member that's in the lifestyle. And so now the Bible got to change. Or how I see the Bible, how I interpret what the Bible says about that has to change. Because now my brother is this way, or my sister's that way. You know, even my mama might have gone that way. So now, because these are great people, they're my family, all of a sudden the Bible is wrong. They're my classmate, they're my roommate, they're my friend. They coming out, everybody coming out of the out left and right. And now all of a sudden, the believer is doubting the word. You expect the world to go with the world because the world ain't going to hear God. But the children of God ought to be able to hear God. But something has happened. And now even the believer is doubting the word of God, even if it's in black and white. But I'm telling you that you need to hold fast to what you have learned. And if you haven't learned it, then you need to go back into the Word of God and look at the scriptures in Leviticus 18. You can look at Romans 1. Go and look at the scriptures and read it for yourself. Because all these new translations, as the time continues to move forward, you're not even going to recognize the Bible. Because they're trying to change a generation. They're trying to change society where the devil is in the mainstream. We've always known that the devil existed, but he up in your face now. Excuse me. He wants to get his place and show. He's not going to be behind the scenes anymore. I don't want to be behind the scenes. Now I'm just going to be out here in the open, in the mainstream. You can walk into a department store and pick up a t-shirt that's telling people, that's promoting Satanism to our children. It's just going to get worse. And it's going to become more and more accepted. So as a believer, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to shop in places that promote this mess? Are you going to speak up? Are you going to go silent? You're going to have to come out from among them. The only way to survive, because the world is going to continue to go down. It's going to continue to slide into that abyss of perversion. What are you going to do? How are you going to survive it? How are you going to hold up when you're the only one on the job who don't believe in it? When you're the only one on the job who don't want to celebrate it? You're going to go somewhere and clam up, close your mouth? Yes, that's mostly what we're going to do, because that's what Christians been doing. We don't want to speak on nothing, because our lives are comfortable and I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be canceled. So you got a few people out here that are speaking out against it. And I will venture to say that the people that are boycotting these corporations that are getting a little too gung-ho in their support, that the majority of the people that are pushing back are probably not even Christian. Just regular, average, everyday Americans, may not even be affiliated with any church at all. But they're coming for their children, and that is what's making them get out of their seats and say something. Because they're pushing it on the children. And once again, as an adult, you're free to live exactly how you want. You can do what you want. You can wear what you want. But when you continue to promote it to our children, that's when you make people fight back and push back. And they have a right. We have a right to push back against that agenda. We have a right to do that. So you can, you know, it's getting so bad out here that there are not even enough women. They don't even find women worthy of promoting bathing suits and tampons. They got to use people that are men to promote feminine products, bathing suits. Now, there are swim trunks out there, but they don't want to promote that. They want you to believe that these men are women. And so that's who I'm going to use to promote it, because you got a population. These people represent such a small number of people in the population, but the corporations think that they need to market to this group. They don't. It's not about money. That group is so small. You're alienating most women with these advertising gigs, but you don't care. You know why? Because it's not about money. It's about corruption. It's about sin. It's about an agenda. The agenda is to take us to Sodom and Gomorrah, and we're there. So when we get to the days of Noah, you can start looking up, because the Lord is soon to return. So you can't stop it. You can't stop all the foolishness and all of the sin that's going on. You can't take the foot off the gas. Somebody done pressed the gas and we headed there fast. What you can do is hold fast to what you believe. Hold fast to that word. And you can push back against them targeting the children. Do your part. Stay out of those stores. If they think that that's the most important thing and they don't care nothing about you as a consumer, walk away. Walk away. But keep holding on to what the Word of God says. Keep holding on to what you know. You've got to, in these last days, stand firm on the word of God. I don't care if everybody begins to believe the lie. You hold fast to what you believe if you have to be the only one. You don't want to be found on the wrong side when Jesus returns. And there's a lot of people on the wrong side. A lot of people claiming to be Christian who all of a sudden are doubting what the word of God says concerning the perversion, concerning the perverted lifestyle. A lot of people. Don't let that be you. So as the days go on, there'll probably be more said about this, but I just had to speak on this. As for me, I won't be in a Target. I'll never spend another dime there because I see what side that they're on. And I keep saying that these corporations need to stop choosing sides and just sell stuff. That's what you're there for. We don't need your voice. Don't try to be no moral influence. Just sell merchandise. But all of them find a need to take a stand on some side. And it's usually the wrong side. And so once again, that's where Target is. Because they have a target. And it's not profit. So I don't know who's running the operation. I don't know who's in charge. But these people behind these closed doors are working their butts off to corrupt our children. They're working their hind parts off. So you need to wake up. You need to wake up. Well, it's just a store. Okay. Well, you keep shopping, keep spending your money there. But if they are willing to have a partnership with a Satanist, then I don't know what else they're doing in there. I don't know how they're praying over top of their merchandise. I don't know what kind of spells they might be putting on that merchandise. Call it crazy. And do what you want to do. But you need to go pray about it. Go pray about it. But it's time for us to start speaking and stop being silent. And get over this fear of being canceled. And stand up for righteousness. Stand up for righteousness. Stand up for the children. And that's all I have for you today. Grace and peace.